His love for one of its greatest writers.
I went on to learn the language. The novels of Fyodor Mikhailovich Dostoevsky were a steady inspiration.
What can Dostoevsky's legacy tell us about the country today?
There are many in political circles in Russia who are very comfortable with the idea of the West as enemy.
Dostoevsky and the Russian Soul, next Thursday morning at 11:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
To Ambridge in half an hour. First, hand luggage only on Radio 4. Boarding cards at the ready for The Break. Starring Philip Jackson, James Northcote, Alison Steban, Shobana Gulati, Rasmus Hardiker and Mark Benton.
The Break by Ian Brown and James Hendry. Episode 6, Fly Flamford.
Build.
Drive. Grow.
Fly.
Hi, I'm Terry Alexander, founder and owner of Alex Air, Britain's premier budget airline. Since its inception in 1932, RAF Flamford Heath has seen many changes, from World War II through the Cold War and a major repurposing in the 90s as Flaming Wheels Go-Kart Centre. And now, the site has been rebranded as Winifred Holtby International Airport, connecting Flamford and the Three Beaches area with destinations around the globe.
Build.
Drive. Grow.
To mark the inauguration of our exciting new route to Rome-Maremma, Alex Air, in conjunction with the Flamford Bugle, is proud to announce an exclusive 2-for-1 ticket offer. Hang on, 2-for-1? That's half price. Ha! You're robbing me blind, you scoundrels.
Building achievement.
Driving expansion.
Growing gross.
Fly Flamford!
Good morning, and welcome to Winifred Holtby International Airport. We apologise for the temporary flooding in check-in area C. This is as a result of an earlier attempt to clear the flooding from check-in area B.
Hey, well done, Andy. Two seats together.
And I used our hand luggage to bag two extra seats. Literally, I suppose.
Unethical, Andy, but clever. At least we're through security. Maybe it's just me, but I'm always tempted to make jokes about bombs. It's the rebel in me, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
What?
Just you.
They should be calling our flight soon.
Are you kidding? It's still only 5 a.m. Thanks to you getting me up stupidly early to get here.
You could have said no.
I'm at my weakest at that hour. Thus, you'd put all the clocks forward.
That's paranoid talk, Andy. It was just your clock.
Jeff?
Mm.
Is that a pint of bitter?
Why not? We're on holiday. Go on, Andy, have an ouzo.
No, thank you.
The schnapps?
No.
Calvados?
No.
Go on.
It's 5 a.m.
It's all right, Andy. I'm already on Rome time.
Where it's 6 a.m.
Oh, Andy, loosen the stays in your crinoline. Live a little.
I'd rather sleep a little.
You're no fun. I thought I was going to have a laugh on this holiday.
Hey, hello, lads.
Hey, Frank. That's more like it. Look, Andy, Frank's here.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh?
Did you enter the 2-for-1 ticket offer, Frank? You never said.
Oh, you know me, the coupon king. What you got there?
Boddington's. You?
Oh, Flamford Skunk IPA. It's one of those craft beers.
Or are they aircraft beers?
Oh, that's good, that is. Oh, very clever. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have fun on this trip. Hey! What about you, Andy? You're not drinking.
I'm not laughing either.
Go on.
Have a grappa.
Settle the nerves.
Too early for me.
You're on holiday.
Yeah, you tell him. He won't listen to me.
I'm trying to go to sleep.
Be careful or I'll take advantage of you again. What I meant by that is last time Andy was asleep, I put his clock forward for him.
It's all right, Jeff. There's no need to explain.
No, honestly, that's what I did.
I'm sure it was, Jeff.
You're starting to sound like you don't believe me.
All right, I don't believe you.
Good. Thank you.
Look, it's true. He put my alarm clock forward while I was asleep.
I never said he didn't.
You just did.
Oh, yes, I did. Here, are these seats taken? Some buggers put the bags on them.
Oh, that was us. Saving them for you, Frank.
Oh, you're a good mate, Jeff.
Yeah, who's your friend?
Oh, he's not my friend. This is Simon. He's my 2-for-1 ticket partner.
Hello, Simon. I'm Jeff. This is Andy.
He's very shy, especially in crowds.
Oh, right.
You're very welcome, Simon. Isn't it a lovely day?
Oh, he's nodding. You're fine.
So, why didn't you bring your assistant?
Chippy Joe? Oh, no. The problem with him is he's not allowed to go to Italy. Well, he can go, but he's not allowed back. He's wanted in at least 3 Italian sites of historical interest.
How's that?
Well, remember the year that AC Milan was unexpectedly drawn against Flamford Atletico?
Oh, yes, what a year. Did they ever get to the bottom of that?
Yeah, bribery. Anyway, he's in Milan with the rest of the lads, and he managed to steal a Leonardo fresco.
Seriously?
Well, you know how flaky they are? He peeled it off the wall and took it away in several carrier bags over 3 nights.
Oh, that's bad. That's very bad.
I keep telling you, he's a thief. So anyway, I asked Simon to come instead. He's one of my regulars. Medium haddock, small chips. Oh, fancy another pint?
Yeah, go on.
Andy?
I'm asleep.
Simon? He nodded.
Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole. La, 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 la.
We are pleased to announce that Alex Air Flight 581 from Winifred Hubby International to Rome Maremma will be boarding shortly.
Hey, that's us!
Where is Maremma anyway?
Isn't that the swamp that Mussolini drained to get rid of the mosquitoes?
No need to rake up the past. It's an airport now.
He did ask.
Oh, I'm looking on my phone. It's not actually Rome, is it? It's actually a bus ride from Rome.
A bus ride?
Well, it's 170 kilometres. It's nothing.
Oh, hello, lads.
Joyce, don't tell me you're another 2-for-1 ticket here.
That's right, Jeff. I love flying.
Really? You get the jitters on a flight of stairs.
Not anymore.
Since when?
Since Thursday afternoon. I went on this flying with confidence course. They convince you that flying is the safest form of transport, using statistics, graphs, videos, personal testimony, hypnosis, yoga, meditation, and powerful sedatives.
Good for you, Joyce, because there's a lesser chance of you being in a plane crash than being crushed to death by this concrete roof falling in.
Oh dear. Oh.
Nice one, Jeff.
Joyce, when you did the meditation, did they make you choose a mantra?
Oh yes. It was turnips.
Right, listen to me, Joyce. Turnips.
Thanks, Frank. That's better.
So, what takes you to Italy, Joyce?
Well, my Gaggia cappuccino machine is malfunctioning, so I'm taking it to Gaggia head office in Milan.
Can't you just call out an engineer?
Oh, what if he's a junkie or a bag snatcher?
Never mind. Who are you taking as your 2-for-1 travelling companion?
Who do you think? The Gaggia machine, of course. It's got to have its own seat.
Andy?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being asleep? I might join you.
Sure, Jeff. What are your plans when you get there?
Well, me and Andy are going on a 3-day wine tasting tour.
What do you want to do that for? You know what wine tastes like.
Oh, I do. I know, but we keep forgetting, eh, Andy?
Lovely. And with every glass, we remember some more.
And what does Rome hold for you? Investigating Italian deep-frying methods?
No, it's Fashion Week. Don't put me in a box.
Sorry?
Nah, only kidding. I'm actually going for an audience with the Pope.
Oh, I didn't know you were a Catholic.
I don't have to tell you everything.
You don't tell me anything.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Don't bother, I'm not that interested.
Well, whether you're interested or not, I come from a Catholic family. My mother and father were Italian.
What? Italian? With a name like Bridgewater?
Oh, now you're interested. See, my grandfather, Umberto Acquaponte, changed his name when he came over to England in 1911.
Oh!
So why are you seeing the Pope?
Oh, still interested then, huh? I want to get some advice, get my business blessed. Between you and me, Jeff, I've had some terrible luck lately. I'm losing money hand over fist, and I don't know why. Here, Simon's gone quiet. Are you all right, Simon? Yeah, 2 thumbs up. He's fine.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to Rome and see all the mildewed antiquities. Some of them tottering with age, barely able to stand up on their own.
Speaking of which...
Hello, Mr. Whittaker!
Hello, Mr. Truepenny.
Hello, Mr. Bridgewater. Hello, Copper Kettle Woman.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, I like your tattoos. Very modern.
Just wait till you get varicose veins, you cheeky beggar.
Didn't bother to get dressed today.
It's beachwear. Floral shorts, lime green vest, flip-flops.
That reminds me, Jeff. When we get to Rome, I must show you the mummified corpse of St. Casimir.
What's up with Scruff?
He's asleep.
Oh, hangover, is it?
No, he has trouble sleeping if he has to get up early.
Oh, I've had six Aperols and I'm still going strong. I dropped a knee earlier and I think it's kicking in.
Uh-oh.
I don't like where this is heading.
Oh, look at Scruff. Look at his lovely smooth skin, like a lovely dolphin.
Get off me!
There you are, True Penny. I thought I told you to watch the bags.
Oh, I did, but they kept moving around. Lovely colours, Sandra. Lovely bags.
Oh, come along. Sorry about that, folks.
That's all right, Mrs. True Penny. Like you're so wrong.
Oh, you're so wrong. So soft, so swirly, like an amber galaxy.
Thank goodness for that. You had a close call there, Andy.
I woke up, saw his face, and thought I'd died in my sleep.
You all right, Simon? He's mopping his brow theatrically, as if to say he's relieved.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, look, look who's coming. Pressing the flesh of the populace. It's Kevin Banachek, editor of the Flamford Bugle.
Ah! Morning, gents. Kevin Banachek, editor of the Flamford Bugle.
I just said that. Always last with the news.
Yes, yes. Anyway, as co-sponsor of the Alex Air 2-for-1 ticket offer, I'm just here to wish bon voyage to you all.
Shouldn't that be buon viaggio?
Why?
Because we're going to Italy.
I can't be across all the detail. I'm not Rupert Murdoch, you know.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Mr. Banachek.
Glad to be here.
Because we were wondering if that old lady's found her organic waste caddy yet.
Or if there's been any more sightings of the big pet cat on Brooksmire Moor.
Yeah, it's very easy to poke fun at a local newspaper, but you must remember, we cover the issues that people round here care about.
The same people who call it the Flamford Bungle.
You know I can take these tickets away from you.
All right, point taken.
If I can have your attention, people, we have a little extra treat today, as Terry Alexander himself is going to drop by. So when he does, I know I can rely on you to give him a warm Winifred Holtby International Airport welcome.
Excuse me. Any news on when our flight's going to start boarding?
Yeah, if we wait any longer, it'll be in the Flamford Bugle.
And why did you drop the Sudoku?
Okay. A matter for another time, perhaps. For now, I'll leave you in the capable hands of my assistant, Nadia.
Right, everybody. I'm Nadia, executive assistant of the Flamford Bugle. And if I get any lip from you two, you've had it.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I'm looking for Joyce Rickles. That's Joyce Rickles, seat number 14B.
Joyce, that's you.
Oh, so it is. That's me. Did you get me a seat by the toilets?
No, it's not about that. You've won a prize. It's a very special prize. A surprise prize, if you like.
Oh, I don't like surprises.
Yeah, well, I don't like my job. So let's bond over that while we speed this thing along.
Oh, I don't like speed either. Speed and surprises.
Tell you what, Joyce. Just before we give you the surprise, we'll tell you what the surprise is.
But that would still be a surprise, but earlier.
Andy, drop it.
All cows backfiring.
If you just come this way, Joyce.
Oh, synthetic fibres, rodents, blue tack.
Joyce? Joyce?
Yes?
Turnips.
Ah, thanks, Jeff.
Hello, once again, 2-for-1 ticketeers! As promised, it's my pleasure and privilege to introduce the founder and CEO of Alex Air, Sir Terry Alexander!
Where is he then?
He's running in from the other side.
Which side?
The wrong side.
Oh, what a character.
What a plonker.
Oh, did you see that? He picked up that female member of staff.
Well, that's not on.
He seems to think it's funny.
It's all a bit 90s.
Oh, thank God he's put it down.
Hello, Flamford. Well, we had liftoff for a moment there. When I started Alex Air in 1993, I little thought I'd be standing here today with a multi-million pound airline serving destinations as diverse as Jersey, Bermuda and the Caymans.
Hello, boys! I'm back!
Hello, Joyce. Did you enjoy your surprise prize?
Yes, it was fine.
Aren't you going to tell us what it is?
Oh, no! No, I'm too anxious about something, but I can't remember what. Who's the man in the Hawaiian shirt? He must be 60-something, yet he's dressed like a toddler.
That's Terry Alexander, the owner of Alex Air.
No, it's Sir Terry Alexander. He got knighted.
Yes, but then they stripped him of his knighthood for sharp practice.
Yes, but they re-knighted him for donations to the party.
Yes, but they re-stripped him of it for skimming the donations from the employee pensions fund.
Oh dear. I don't know what to think. Well, let's just call him Terry.
Yes, let's. Now, let me get on with my Yorkshire Life magazine.
What did you get that for?
I always buy Yorkshire Life when I'm travelling. It's got recipes, a short story by a local writer, and look, a lovely picture of a frosty field.
Welcome to Winifred Holby International Airport. This is a security announcement.
Is that Joyce?
Yes! That was my prize!
At all times. Any unattended luggage could be taken away and destroyed by the authorities. Oh dear. Remember, clock it, watch it, lock it, drop it. And for God's sake, tell someone.
Dimmi quando. L'anno, il giorno e l'ora in cui. Forse tu mi baci.
Don't forget to visit the Jolly Traveller Duty Free Shop, where you can purchase a selection of gifts, cosmetics and drink. And because the pound is plummeting like a stone, be sure to purchase your foreign currency too, sweet, which is the French, for quick as you can.
I added that last bit. They gave me carte blanche.
And you certainly took it, Joyce.
Oh, Jeff! Oh, I've just remembered what I've been so worried about. I've left the iron on.
No, it's all right, Joyce. It'll have an automatic cutout.
No, it's a waffle iron. It'll burst into flames, what with all that caked-on batter. I'd better go. Keep an eye on my gag here.
But you'll miss the flight. They're going to call it any minute.
Oh, don't give me something else to worry about.
I wasn't. I was just...
I'll be back in two shakes of a chocolate sprinker. Uber! Uber!
That's not how you call an Uber, Joyce.
Oh, let her go. She won't settle otherwise.
Uber!
Well, 5 minutes, that's not so bad.
Yeah, they say 5 minutes now, but the next thing you know, it'll be...
Alex Air Flight 581 is now delayed by approximately 6 hours.
6 hours? Look, that's the funeral!
Due to industrial action by ground staff in Rome, Maremma.
Oh, great. This is the sort of thing that really boils my kettle.
I thought you were a good union man, Frank.
I am, but that's not my union.
The struggle continues.
Can I ever read your Yorkshire Life magazine?
No, I'm halfway through the recipe.
Yeah, because you're really going to make a gluten-free potato pie, aren't you?
I might.
Oh, God, I'm bored.
Oh, there's one of the cabin crew. Excuse me.
Yes?
Have you any idea when our flight's leaving? It's been 2 hours since we heard anything.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid it's due to circumstances beyond our control. We'll let you know as soon as we hear any news.
Yeah, yeah. Parrot the company line, why don't you?
Glad to be of help. Goodbye.
It doesn't do to anger the cabin staff. They can make things very difficult.
How do you mean?
Well, they could put you-know-what in your you-know.
What in my what?
Salt in your tea, that sort of thing. And he might ask for the chicken, and they bring you beef.
Oh, no.
Or, and I've been told this happens, they might deliberately sit you next to the annoying bloke.
Bit late for that.
Well, if you're not finished with that Yorkshire life, I'm going to buy me a book. You coming, Simon? Oh, you want to stay there? Oh, no, he's coming. So, I got a book.
Ah, War and Peace.
Yeah, I thought I'd go for a book I'd heard of.
You do realise that War and Peace is one of the longest novels in European literature?
Well, it was only a pound.
Here, Frank, look at Andy. Doesn't he look sweet when he's asleep?
Oh, he's like a little baby.
You wouldn't think he'd flush the trillion quid of other people's money down the toilet.
Oh, I've got some coloured pens here I bought for Simon. We could draw a moustache on him and some glasses. Oh. Or we could make him look like Elton John, you know, when he was young, with the star-shaped spectacles.
Rocket Man!
Perfect!
Hello, boys!
Oh, hello, Joyce! Hi!
Everything all right with the iron?
Oh, yes! Thankfully, the sprinklers came on.
Is that why your hair's wet?
Oh, no! I had it done.
Smart.
At Snippets, that new beauty salon and aromatherapist. As soon as they heard I had a fear of flying, they sold me this bottle of chamomile, geranium and lavender oil. Done me nerves a power of good.
Aromatherapy? Aroma rubbish, more like. It's mumbo-jumbo, Joyce. You've been sucked in, ripped off, robbed blind. Things like that really get me...
Here, Frank, have a sniff of this.
Oh,
that's better. Maybe it's not so bad.
Sounds like me.
It is you.
Oh, no. Oh, then if it's me, who am I? Where am I? Oh, Jeff, is this the waiting room to heaven?
No, Joyce, it's just a waiting room. If only.
Well, I didn't think much to that.
Eh?
We all go back to Moscow and get married. Too much peace and not enough war, if you ask me. Do you want to read it?
No, not now you've spoilt it.
Might as well chuck it then. Hey, Jeff, do you reckon I could get it in that waste bin over there?
Which bit are you aiming for? Recycling or general waste?
Recycling, of course. I'm not a barbarian. Here goes nothing.
Ow!
Oh, no.
That's torn it.
Hey! Did you just throw a book at my wife?
That's not any book. That's War and Peace, a 19th century Russian classic.
I know what War and Peace is. What, are you calling me ignorant?
No, it's just I was chucking it at the bin and I accidentally missed.
I've read Tolstoy, you know. I've read Anna Karenina. I've read Crime and Punishment and The Brothers Karamazov.
Those last two are Dostoevsky.
No, they're not.
I'm afraid they are.
What, are you going to apologise or what?
Well, for injuring your wife or calling you ignorant?
I'm all right, honestly.
See? She says you injured her.
No, I said I'm all right.
See? She says she's all right.
Hey, just come and sit down.
In a minute, love. Yeah, well, just watch it in future.
Why does everybody get so angry these days?
That's what happens when people are promised something and don't get what they were promised.
Oh, Jeff. They're handing out scratch cards. Whee-hey! Now's our chance to win that lovely Mercedes S63 AMG Coupe.
Scratch card, sir?
Yes, please.
Sir?
Please. Need a coin, Frank?
No, I'm all right. I'll use my potato peeler. Oh.
Damn.
Yes! Yahtzee! All in one!
Congratulations, sir. The coffee and tuna sandwich lunch deal goes to...
To me, Mr. Truepenny! I'm gonna have a sandwich!
Bloody hell.
What happened to the car?
Let's have another drink.
Give me that magazine. That is a picture of a pine martin. A house martin's a type of bird.
Then why is it covered in fur?
Because it's a pine martin! Have we had too much to drink?
Maybe. Time to lay off, I think.
You're right, let's get some coffee.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yeah?
Can I interest you in 10% off any of our top-of-the-range fragrances?
I'm sorry?
You qualify for exclusive duty-free discounts on many of our premium goods. As a retired single man living in the Sharpwater Green area...
How do you know all that about me?
Because you signed up for airport Wi-Fi using social media. Therefore, all your personal details are ours.
Yours?
And ours. We all enjoy films, Mr. Jeff Whittaker. Would you like to subscribe to Ubu, our blockbuster movie streaming service?
No, I've got DVDs.
You're kidding?
He's even got VHSs.
Wow! Well, have a think about it. You're already subscribed to our e-newsletter, Geoffrey Morris Whittaker.
No, I don't want it. Go away. Shoo!
Very well. But remember, we know where you live.
Maurice.
Hey. This is an important announcement for passengers on Alex Air Flight 581 to Rome Morella. Oh. We're pleased to announce that this flight is now ready to board. Oh. Please make your way as quickly as possible to gate C. Come on, hurry, hurry.
Hey, come on, Jeff. Look lively. We're on our way to the Eternal City.
Eternal? If you want eternal, try waiting in the departure lounge of Winifred Holtby Airport.
Come on, Simon. Come on, Joyce.
Oh, give me a moment. I'll just grab my gag here. No.
Come on, Andy. The plane's waiting.
Now it knows how we feel.
Boarding passes, please. Have your boarding passes ready? You too, Rocket Man.
Rocket Man? Why are you calling me... Oh, no. You bastards! How long have I been walking around like this?
Oh, thanks. Finally, all set and ready to go. You got your seatbelt on, Joyce?
Turnips, 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 turnips.
So you see, Andy, I'm hoping that when I meet the Pope, he'll bless my business.
You see, Frank's been having a terrible time lately, losing money week after week, and he doesn't know why.
Uh-huh. And while you're away, you've left Chippy Joe in charge?
That's right.
Has it ever occurred to you that Joe might have his fingers in the till?
No.
Well, he did steal that Leonardo fresco, and he did try to mug Corinne that time.
And come to think of it, I did see him nick one of your pickled eggs last week.
Oh, no. I knew he was a thief, but it's different when he's thieving from me. Oh, the little... I've got to get off the plane and sort him out.
Wait, Frank, wait. What are you doing? You're on holiday. You should be relaxing.
You're right. I should let things go. Look at the bigger picture. What was that song my mother used to sing to me?
Was it Shut Up Your Face?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Just because I'm Italian.
Wait a minute. Frank's Italian?
A lot happened when you were asleep.
Yeah, pal. You snooze, you lose. You all right, Simon? Everything okay with you? Oh, he's scowling.
That's because your elbows are on both armrests.
Oh, sorry, Simon.
Catnips!
Everybody talks about a new world in the morning.
The Break is written by Ian Brown and James Hendry. It stars Philip Jackson, Alison Steadman, Mark Benton, Shobna Galati,